baby. What are you doing standing so sheepishly in the doorway? What's the matter, sweetheart? You don't want to tell me? Hey, come here. Come sit next to me on the sofa. Darling, I know you so well. I know when something is bothering you. Come on, sweetheart. We agreed, didn't we? That this dynamic only works if we're open and honest with each other. So come on. Sit next to me. That's it. Well done, my sweetheart. Now, will you tell me what the matter is? Big or small, I don't mind. I care about you. I'm not going to be angry or disappointed. What's that, baby? You want to be my good boy? Always. Oh, darling. You know you are my good boy. I tell you all the time, don't I? Yes, of course I mean it, darling. I wouldn't say it if I didn't. Oh, my sweetheart. Oh, you silly thing. Come here, let me hold you. What's brought this on? I never, ever want my baby to feel insecure or upset. So what's caused all this? Oh, yesterday's incident. Okay, my darling, well, let's talk about it. It's always a good thing to talk about punishments after the fact. To check in and make sure that we're both okay. It can be very intense between us, and yesterday was very intense. Are you okay? You're sorry? Oh, my darling. I know that. We've put it behind us. I know that you've come past it and that you won't do it again. But there's more to this, isn't there? Oh, sweetie, I can read you like a book. You know, when we agreed to this dynamic, we had rules. And one of those rules was to be honest with one another. So, what's on your mind? Oh, you enjoyed it. So I guess that silly little brain of yours is now telling you that you're a bad boy, not a good one, right? Well, enjoying a spanking, that doesn't make you a bad boy, baby. Oh, you are silly sometimes. What did you like about it? Was it the little bit of pain mixed with pleasure? Being so intimately close to me? Or was it lots of different reasons? Well, that's good to know. Although, it does give me an idea. Yeah, a way to make things more fun for both of us. If you enjoy it so very much, maybe next time it won't just be the palm of my hand. No, darling, we can try other things. I've always wanted to buy a paddle with studs on. You know, that cold metal touching your skin. And that super loud, satisfying smack sound. Although, that may be a bit too much to start with. Seeing as we've only used my hand so far. We should start small. Cute little crops. Maybe ones that leave a cute little heart mark on your cute little bottom. Firm and hard paddles that deliver a hard smack when you're bent across my lap. Maybe one that has a word written on it, to really imprint on that bottom of yours. What do you think? We could have a paddle with baby written on it. Or maybe we could find one that says good boy. Really imprint those words onto that bottom of yours. I like that thought. I quite like it a lot. And I think you do too, don't you, sweetheart? Judging by how you're trying to hide that cute face of yours already. Don't you want me to see? You don't want me to see how flustered and how worked up you're getting. Just from me talking about the different type of instruments we can get, that we can play with, that we can use on that gorgeous arse of yours. Did you know that you can get spanking benches too? It doesn't have to be floggers and paddles and whips that we can play with. No, you can get spanking furniture. With restraints, so I can tie you up and spank that bottom over and over again. And you can't move, can't wiggle away. That cute little bottom getting redder and redder after every single strike. Oh, you are so cute when you're flustered. Look at me, darling, right in the eyes. I know it's hard when you feel like this, but look at me. That's it. Well done. Right now, I am thinking of all the ways that I can spank that cute little arse of yours. You see, spanking doesn't even have to be over my knees, although I think we both like that the most. There are lots of different positions that we can try. Bending down to touch your toes, having to hold that position as I spank, spank, spank. Or laying down with your legs in the air, your arse there and ready for me to spank and spank and spank. There's also the obvious, bent over the kitchen table. There's lots and lots of ways, baby, with lots of different positions, different instruments. Does that excite you, baby? I'm glad you told me you enjoy it so much, sweetheart. It means there are so many new ways that I can play with you. Do you like me talking about it? You like me telling you all the different ways I can strike that arse of yours? Good. Would you like a spanking right now, sweetheart? Go on, baby. Say it. Say, yes, I'd like a spanking, please. Again, sweetie, don't mumble now. Aww, who's my good boy? Who's my good boy who wants his bottom spanked? Come on then, I want you laid across my lap. But first, take your trousers off. Just down to your underwear. That's it. Now lay across me. Good boy. Now there's that arse that I love so much. that I love to squeeze and touch and spank. You see, we don't always have to spank your ass bare. No, no, no. Like I said, baby, there are lots of different ways to spank a good boy like you. And I want to show you all the different ways. Experience all the spanking. Seeing as you like it so much. Does it feel different, baby? Your underwear on while I strike and spank. It doesn't give you that lovely smack sound that you like so much, does it? No, baby. And yet, you still like it, don't you? You still like feeling this way. The whole experience of being spanked. Don't worry, sweetheart. I like it too. Well then, let's pull them down, shall we? Your underwear. All the way down to your ankles. There. Aww, darling. You can still see some of the marks from where I spanked you yesterday. Aww. Was it sore, baby? Did it hurt to sit down? Were you reminded of our little play session? All day long. Aww. Let's see if we can add to those pretty colours today. Now what do you like more? Do you like it when I strike the same cheek over and over? Left to right? Or how about when I switch cheeks quickly? I think you like all of it, don't you, baby? You like it when I decide where I strike and when I strike. Not knowing is part of the fun, isn't it? The surprise of not knowing. Aww. Look at that cute little bum. Aww, it's getting so red from my firm hand. My good boy, enjoying his spankings. And darling, my darling, darling boy, I can feel how hard your cock is getting. Yeah, your cock is pressing into my thighs and I can feel it twitch, twitch, twitch every time I strike. You really do like it, don't you? Aww. Is my baby horny? Yeah. Does spanking make my baby so very, very horny? And I bet you'd like to touch it right now, wouldn't you? Yeah. Or you'd like me to. My hand around your cock, pumping. Well, sweetheart, answer this for me. How did it feel to be spanked today without it being a punishment? Did you like being in physical contact with me? Close to me? Yeah? Say it. I want you to tell me how much you love being spanked. Go on. Oh, Well done. Now come here. Sit up on my lap and wrap your arms around me so I can do the same to you. I just want to hug my good boy. You did so well today. And that bottom is lovely and red. You'll have to go check it out for yourself in just a moment. Now, are you ready to go to bed, baby? I think you are. So, sweetheart, you can go to bed. And you can get all snuggled and safe under the blankets. And then, baby, you can go to sleep. What's that, darling? What about your little problem? What problem? Your hard, needy, aching cock. Well, my sweetheart, seeing as you enjoyed the first spanking so very, very much, and the second, and all the rest to come, the new way I'll be punishing you is putting you to bed, horny. So off you go, darling. Off to bed, horny, frustrated and desperate. With a lovely red and sore bottom. That's my good boy.